That lawsuit filed in Manhattan this morning, Marnie, alleging the hotel violated New York's human rights law and allowed one of its guests to be subjected to an act of racial profiling.
No, I'm not letting him walk away with my phone!
By now, just about everyone has seen it, an out-of-control encounter in the lobby of New York's Arlo Hotel the day after Christmas. 21-year-old Maya Ponceto was arrested in her home state of California, charged with grand larceny and assault in the attack on Keon Harold Jr., later trying to explain on CBS.
I really never, ever meant for it to, like, hurt him or his father.
She had lost her phone and accused the young man of stealing it, tackling him. Hotel security video released by the NYPD shows both tumbling to the floor.
There's a person who looks at my son like a shark and attacks him.
It is assumed that we are guilty. It is assumed that the burden of proof is on us.
Ponceto's phone was later returned to the hotel by an Uber driver. Critics on social media quickly dubbing her the Soho Karen. Keon's parents and their attorney say the hotel initially sided with her because the teen is black.
This is racial profiling 101, America.
The Arlo Hotel has so far been very responsive and apologetic about the incident itself, but as of tonight hasn't responded to the lawsuit. And the lawyer for Ponceto says she hasn't yet been informed of it. She is, though, due back in court, criminal court, on Monday. Live in New York, Tom Negevin, News Nation.